Australian workers could soon be eligible for 10 days of paid leave to help escape from family and domestic violence. Advocates for the prevention of domestic violence say being able to stay in employment is vital for survivors who are trying to get their lives back on track. Rachel Mealy reports.
Those on the front line dealing with domestic and family violence see the significance of what they describe as a life-changing decision by the Fair Work Commission.
It would have been seen as completely off the radar, off the charts a decade ago that we would be providing this sort of leave. But we as a community are understanding more and more the impacts of domestic and family violence, the prevalence, you know, the fact that one in four women will experience some form of intimate partner violence.
Hayley Foster is the Chief Executive of the Sexual, Domestic and Family Violence Counselling and Advocacy Organisation Full Stop Australia. She says the Commission's decision, which allows anyone going through domestic and family violence to take paid leave, takes a giant step towards breaking down the stigmas of shame and embarrassment for people experiencing domestic violence.
What it's going to do is it's going to normalise it. It's going to make it really clear that this is an entitlement. It's something for everyone to be able to access, and there is absolutely no room for discrimination, and that people's privacy in that situation must be respected as well.
Some employers like Telstra and big accounting firms already offer their staff 10 days of paid domestic violence leave. The Fair Work Commission's decision, if finalised, will apply to about 2.5 million Australians working under industrial awards. But if it's adopted by the federal government into the national employment standards, the leave would be available to more than 8 million workers. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says she wants to see both sides of politics commit to doing this by this weekend's election.
We need to see the Morrison government commit to that today. We know that the Labor Party and Anthony Albanese have made that commitment. They've agreed that it should be 10 days paid leave in the National Employment Standards. We want to hear that matched by the Morrison government.
Employers groups will respond to the Commission's decision over the next few weeks. Leonora Reese is a senior lecturer in economics at RMIT University.
We kind of hear the same arguments over and over whenever there's a new policy introduced like this, such as several years ago when we were talking about the introduction of paid maternity leave, as it was known then, or parental leave, and the argument always comes to the surface, but won't this be potentially jeopardising women's employability? Won't it make it more costly to employ women? And we generally just haven't seen that. We've seen that on balance overall, the gains have been positive because it supports women's ongoing attachment to the workforce. It's a way of attracting and retaining the workers who you have invested in. And also, it's not just about dollars, it's also about morals and ethics here. It's a way of organisations and employers signalling that they're there to support their workers.
She says the decision could soon have implications across every Australian workplace.
So the Fair Work Commission's decision primarily and directly affects people who fall under modern awards, but this doesn't mean that people who aren't on one of these awards can't benefit indirectly from this decision, because what it can do is it sets the norm, it sets the standard or the default of what we expect from workers. And so it lists the standards across the workforce more broadly.
That's Leonora Reese from RMIT, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.